Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on preventing a midlife crisis. Right, the midlife crisis is that point where you realize that you've got more days behind you than ahead of you, and you have this life assessment that ends normally in a realization that something's missing, or that there's more to life than really what you're doing. And so on Tuesday, we talked about breaking up the monotony of life. Right? You can't do the same exact thing every day and fall into a routine and one day wake up and say, hey, this is wonderful. No, you've got to break up the monotony. You've got to do different things. Otherwise, life gets boring and mundane. And if you're going to figure out what it is that you're going to do differently, first get clear about what you want to be doing. It kicks in, that midlife crisis kicks in when you're not clear, right? That's how you get into this mundane routine, because you're not pursuing those things that you truly want to be doing. So get clear about what you want in your life and what you want to be, who you want to be, what you want to do, and what you want to have, and then act on that, right? So if there's things you want to bring into your life, do what you can to bring those into your life. Act on the intentions. Nothing's going to happen by you thinking about it and just hoping it happens. Some action needs to be taken somewhere along the way. So acting on it. And then the other thing I think is really important is continuing to do things that you want to do throughout your life. For me, I love live music. I love to travel and I love to ski. And throughout my entire adult life, I have done all three of these things fairly consistently. Now, I'm lucky because, I married a woman who understands what I'm all about, realizes that she has to let me pursue my passions, and she encourages me to do it. But I have friends that are in relationships where their significant other actually inhibits from doing the things that they love to do. Now, here's the reality, and here's what people don't realize. You can prevent people from doing what they love, but in the end, they're going to resent you for it. And someday they're going to wake up and after the pressure builds and builds and builds, and they're going to say, that's it, I'm done, it's over. And they're just going to walk away. I've seen it happen countless times to many people in my life where they were repressed for so long, and all of a sudden they said, you know what, I can't take it anymore. And this can happen over a lot of different reasons. It can happen in the bedroom, as crazy as that sounds. Right? If there's one person in the relationship that wants to engage sexually and the other doesn't, right, and that goes on for a prolonged period of time, guess what? They're going to find it somewhere else, and it's not going to be you, right? So these are important things. So when you talk about things that people are passionate about, things that they truly want to do, and you deprive people of that, it doesn't end well. It gets pent up. And then action gets taken, and normally it's not what you're looking for. It's not what you want. So I guess the point for this week is just this: don't wake up one day and realize you haven't lived your life the way you truly want to live it. Use this as a wake up call to start living your life the way you want to live it now, and that means getting clear about what you want, taking the action to bring it into your life, and just going and constantly pursuing those things that you want to do. That's really what life is all about. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there you can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where you can pull in the show. If you haven't yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and if you'd be so kind as to leave a review at that point, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, take an inventory of your life. Are you doing the things you want to be doing? What can you do to change it if you're not? And how can you make sure that you continue to do those things that you truly want to do? The goal here is to avoid the midlife crisis, but the real goal It's just to have a rewarding, happy life.